Coming up this hour, has Darwin's dilemma been solved? Dr. Stephen Meyer joins me to respond. Plus, David Lane from the American Renewal Project discusses his plan to recruit pastors for public office. That and more this hour. Join us. Past the hour on the Janet Mefford Show, have the lawlessness and the political abuses and the secular worldview that have been put on display in recent years finally helped light a fire under evangelical Christians? Well, if the midterms were any indication, there just might be something to the observation that the church is now ready to fight in order to help preserve our nation. My next guest has been very active in this process, and he says it's also time to try and recruit 1,000 pastors who would be willing to run for public office. And this is all in an attempt to restore Judeo-Christian worldview back to the United States of America. And it's high time, isn't it? So we're going to talk about it now with David Lane, evangelical activist, and he is the founder of the American Renewal Project. And it's great to have you here, David. How are you?
Thank you, Janet. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for having me on.
Well, thank you for coming on. I was very anxious to talk to you because I know that you have been quite active in trying to wake up evangelicals and pastors to what is happening in our country. What would you say is driving you to do this and to push for more pastors to be involved in the political process?
Well, I would say it began 35 years ago or so. I was one of the wildest men that ever lived, and I came to Christ. I got mercy. And a deserved judgment. And through the process, the Lord cleaned me up and then put me in politics. I'm a political operative. People think I'm a pastor. And in 2005, we began mobilizing pastors in Texas with Governor Perry, and that led into really a movement of the Lord. And so now we've been across the nation. We've been in 18 states, have put up 15,000 pastors plus spouses as our guests, put them up in a hotel overnight, fed them three meals, a dinner, a breakfast, and a lunch, and had speakers like David Barton of Wall Builders and former Ohio Congressman Bob McEwen and Mike Huckabee and Ted Cruz and Rand Paul and Newt Gingrich and others speaking to the pastors, really exhorting them to and encouraging them to get their flocks to register and vote.
Yep.
And so it's really been remarkable. And sort of that led into where we are now, which is sort of taking another step, trying to get now pastors. As you know, politicians are not going to save America.
Yep.
The government is not going to save America. But in God's never-ending order, righteousness exalts a nation, he says, and sin is a reproach to any people. The glory of a nation is in its righteousness, not in its wealth or its military power. So we've got it all upside down because basically Christians have abandoned the playing field, and so my goal is trying to get pastors in pews to engage the culture.
Yep, and you've done these pastors in pews meetings, and I know that you've had a lot of good response to that. And now you're saying, let's get pastors to actually run for office. Why do you think that that's an important thing to put out there and to encourage pastors to do? What's behind the idea?
Well, it is because virtue is a key component of freedom. And pastors who know the word recognize that somebody's values are going to reign supreme. Our values are somebody else's values. And so since we've abandoned the field, people who don't believe what we believe are imposing a worldview that's opposite of what we believe.
Yep.
For an example, it's easily defended that Christians founded America. In Jamestown, they got off the boat, they knelt, they erected a cross, they took communion. And let's see, the Jamestown founder, Robert Hunt, prayed, "We do hereby dedicate this land and ourselves to reach the people within our shores with the gospel of Jesus Christ and to raise up godly generations after us. And with these generations, take the kingdom of God to all the earth. May this covenant of dedication remain to all generations as long as this earth remains." And then on the Mayflower Compact, before they get off the boat, they wrote, "In the name of God, for the advancement of the Christian faith." So the birthing of America was done by Christians for the advancement of the Christian faith.
Yep.
And somehow we've gotten off of this thing where they've promoted and the separation of church and state, which is there's no truth to that. So either we're going to reestablish a Christian culture and restore America to our Judeo-Christian heritage, or we're going to go by the wayside like all the rest of the nations have done.
Yeah.
And my goal is to, I write a few things, and it's very clear. My goal is to restore America to our Judeo-Christian heritage and reestablish a Christian culture.
Which is long overdue. And I think this is very important what you noted, which is a lot of evangelicals have sort of sat it out and said, well, maybe this is the end. Maybe this is, no longer a nation that God will bless. And so let's just let nature take its course and let the pagans run it. And I think that that is a big mistake. I think that is very important for Christians not only to vote, but as you've mentioned, David, to have them involved in the political process. And we're going to talk more about it. We're going to go to a very quick break. When we come back, more with David Lane, founder of the American Renewal Project, and we'll return right after this. For Christians to be involved in the political process, it was one of our great privileges as Americans that we are allowed to vote. We are allowed to have a say in how our local government is run and our state government and even our federal government, although I know at times it feels like we don't. But perhaps that is due to the fact that we have not been as involved as we should have been. And David Lane is with me, founder of the American Renewal Project. He has in view 1,000 pastors to be recruited and to run for public office. And I think this is a very, very good idea. So, David, where does it stand? I know that you're going to be meeting in January in Baton Rouge, but how are things going along with this project of yours?
3 years ago in Houston, Governor Perry did the response, a call to prayer for a nation in crisis at Reliant Stadium. And 35 to 45,000 people showed up fasting and praying for America. On January the 24th, a couple of months from now, 2015, Governor Bobby Jindal of Louisiana is calling the response Louisiana, a call to prayer for a nation in crisis on Saturday, January the 24th. And on Friday, January 23rd, the day before that, I dropped an email to 100,000 pastors asking them to pray for 30 days on whether the Lord wants them to run for city council, county commissioner, school board, mayor, Congress in 2016. So we're having people respond to that. We haven't really started hitting it hard yet. But our goal is to have 1,000 pastors to fill. My pastor, actually, Rob McCoy, which is Calvary Chapel, Thousand Oaks, California, where we live. My pastor just ran for the first time against a former mayor, city councilwoman who's been in office for 10 years for the assembly seat in California. The Democrats spent $6 million against him. He spent, I think, $1 million, and he got beat by 4,000 votes out of 130,000.
Mm.
So pastors are starting to engage the culture. And again, I think it was Chuck Colson who said that nobody was under the illusion that the kingdom of God was going to arrive on Air Force One.
Yes.
So the goal is we're trying to bring our values to the public square.
Yep.
And who better than pastors or people spiritual men and women of the church who know the word to bring our values to the front. And it's really blocking and tackling, or politics 101. Russell Kirk said, politicians are actors performing a script that's written by the audience.
Hmm.
The audience controls the stage, and politicians know that. And they recognize at intermission, if they're not doing the right thing or saying the right thing, they're off the stage. That's what the estimated 65 to 80 million evangelical Christians who read the word, who go to church, they're going to have to engage the culture through voter registration and get out to vote if we're going to bring our values to the table.
Yep.
And that's what the goal is.
Well, you know, it's very interesting. You had mentioned Houston, and there was that big flap in Houston of late where Anise Parker, the mayor there, had passed this ordinance and pastors were subpoenaed for their sermons, and Christians really rose up. I was really encouraged to see it because we're so passive at times. But when Christians rose up over that issue of the overreach of intimidation and abuse of power, we were able to make a difference. And I think sometimes Christians forget that there are a lot of us out there. Sometimes we act as if, you know, we are completely surrounded and there's three of us and we're in a corner and we're outnumbered and that's the end of it. I mean, do you see that changing now?
Well, I think it is. We just got back on Friday from 9 days with Governor Mike Huckabee on the Reagan, Thatcher, Pope John Paul tour, and we were in Krakow, Poland, a week ago with 110 of us, pastors from Iowa, South Carolina, New Hampshire, Nevada, and in Birkenau, I think it was 36 SS guards. Auschwitz and Birkenau murdered 900,000 Jews. And so it's strange that they went along. But I think that besides, in the Houston event that you're referring to, it seems like in some cases that our leadership in the Christian community thinks that press releases, press conferences, and getting a shout out on the Janet show is meaningful. There's nothing wrong with that. But we're going to have to engage the culture through voter registration and get out to vote.
Yep.
And Christians are going to have to engage.
Yep.
And when the congressman comes home, if he's not voting like we want him, then the ladies at the church and the pastors and the men of the church need to go down and visit with the congressman and say, if you cross that line, we're done.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So we're going to have to get engaged in the culture besides, you know, just public relations and putting out press releases. We need to really engage. That's what I'm up to. As you know, I've been doing this for a while, and I generally don't do radio shows or TV shows or speak to reporters because I'm not that interested in public relations. I'm interested in Christian men and women who know the word, engaging the culture.
Absolutely. And yet this is how we can get the word out, too. And I
yep.
really appreciate that you're doing this. Now, for those listening, and we have a lot of pastors and a lot of Christians listening, how can they find out more, get involved? We may have some pastors listening right now saying, maybe I am called to run for office. How can I kind of get involved in this?
There's a website, the AmericaRenewalProject.org, that they can visit. And, we're active, and so they won't really have a tough time tracking us down. We've operated since 2005 largely under the radar. We really have no interest or little interest in sort of the public relations side of it. We want to show up on election day with a constituency that will march and engage the culture. And so instead of telegraphing our punches and beating the bass drum of what we're doing, we've been really quietly mobilizing. But it's, you know, we're now sort of coming up above the radar.
Good.
But our goal is for Christian men and women and pastors to engage the public square.
Well, I think it's terrific. So AmericanRenewalProject.org, people can find out more. David, what do you think is the most important issue for Christians right now politically?
I don't know about politically in terms of an issue. I mean, I think that from my distance, in 1963, the Supreme Court ruled 8-1 to remove prayer and Bible from the public school. The lone dissenting justice, Potter Stewart, really prophesied. He wrote in the dissenting opinion, the decision to remove prayer and Bible, it led not to true neutrality, but with respect to religion, but to the establishment of a religion of secularism.
Mm-hmm.
So our Christian, Judeo-Christian heritage has been stolen. Secularism is a false god established by the Supreme Court in 63. So I don't know of any one issue that in terms of, this is war, spiritually this is warfare, and we have left the Lord.
Well, we
and
have. We
my
have.
Guess is he's not real happy at this point with the way that Christian men and women and the country that was left to us, that people died.
We need to go. I'm sorry. But David Lane, thank you so much for being with us, and we'll be right back.